Okay, welcome back. It's really getting to the point now where the obvious effort to instill terminal confusion among the masses, sheep, or the otherwise information seekers out there is in full swing now. They're not slowing down at all. They're introducing more and more things out there to confuse people, to prevent them from beginning to hold on to one of the more meaningful threads. It's just not going to happen. So stay with us. We won't lead you astray. We'll keep it as simple as we can and as intelligent and informed as we can, which we always try to do, as we move through this, and I hope we get through it. A lot of us aren't, unfortunately, going to see happiness around us. We're going to see a lot of people who are dying, and that's the truth. So we are in the midst of it, just as we talked about a year and a half plus ago, and it's happening. So when you talk about the vax to anyone, just unless you're on the same side of the tracks, don't waste your time. It's too late for that. You can't convince people anymore. Most you can do is send them to, perhaps if you'd like, send them to our page, our archive, and suggest a few stories for them. That's the best you can do. But don't overdo it anymore. Those days are past. Erica, welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. Good to be back.
All right. Crazy out there. It really is getting to be crazy. Here's Robert Malone now, waving the red, white, and blue, acting like the biggest patriot in America. Turned on Fauci, turned on Debbie Birx, turning on all kinds of establishment things now. And acting for all the world as if he is going to be our savior. And if you watch him carefully and listen very carefully to what he says, au contraire, this is not happening. So it's sad because there are a lot of well-meaning people out there who have been lied to, misdirected, and conned into believing false prophets. And there are so many of them out there now, I couldn't count them. Call them media docs, whatever you want. They're just not telling it straight for whatever reason. I don't care.
I agree. I think, as I've said before, there's some sort of numbing agent, pacifiers.
Oh, they're anesthetizing people, the media docs,
yes.
Intentionally
yeah.
or otherwise. And a lot of them are doing it intentionally. They're frauds.
Buying time for this thing to run its course.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. I mean, this thing should have been stopped a year and a half ago if there was any legitimacy to it.
No, it's too late. That's why I say I don't mean to sound defeatist, but people either get it or they don't.
Right.
It's real simple. So there we go. Now, we have a whole lot of things we want to present tonight, and I'm still trying to get the webmaster to get his act together and get this fixed. So there we go. Hold on, let me write one thing here. See? Okay, I'll try again. Now he's vaxxed. And there has been a noticeable decline, and I'm not naming names, a noticeable decline in the competence and the ability to follow simple direction. And I'm sure many of you have seen similar things with people. They're just not what they used to be. The competence level has really taken a dive, and it's getting worse. You have to fight now to get things that are, you know, basic, simple communications done. It just doesn't happen. Okay, what do we want to do first? Let's do a little preface here. Monkeypox. As you know, if you've been listening to Erica and I for some time, we talked about this early on, and we didn't know what the big deal was because it was confined to West Africa, one strain which had a 3% case fatality rate, and a second strain in Eastern Africa which had a 10% case fatality rate. So we figured it was pretty well confined to Africa, as it always has been. But all of a sudden, it began to pop up on several continents in multiple cities almost simultaneously. What does that tell you? and I don't like to use cliches, but the answer to the question is Occam's razor. It was seated there. So they are really going to let this thing run now. And they've got vax confusion already sown among the homosexual community, among others, and telling people this monkeypox, which has a 99.75%, it's the same thing as
right,
the COVID
right.
hoax. It's a virtually, so what? You get a few bumps and lesions on you and they go away. So what? Anyhow, they're going to melt
well,
this.
And you can identify the cases. I mean, it's not really spread through aerosols. You need close skin-to-skin contact or bodily fluids to spread this thing.
Correct.
And, you know, there is a latency period. It takes about maybe up to 2 weeks to incubate enough virus before it manifests as these lesions, and it's the lesions primarily that that spread the disease. So it's not like there's asymptomatic carriers or very contagious asymptomatic carriers, at least not now. But I think the giveaway that this was going to become a thing once they started talking about it was when somebody stumbled across this tabletop exercise and the details of which were in a publication that's now gone viral. And so far, we are in lockstep with their dress rehearsal in announcing it and how it's going to play out.
We have, again, a number of things to present. Let's get first. What do you want to do first? To dive right into the monkeypox issue?
Sure.
All right. Monkeypox is now fully on the desk. It's been released. It's in full play. And one of the things that really bothered me the other day, I began to see stories about how many little children are apparently becoming infected with monkeypox. And I had a kind of a cringe-worthy thought that, oh my God, are they being messed with by homosexuals? And a big story came out today that said exactly that. That these cases are going to actually reveal the length, breadth, and depth of the homosexual pedophilia in this country, judging by how many little children are infected. So that's a sickening aspect of this. Of course, sickening is becoming more and more common all the time. So go ahead and take it from the top if you want, and we'll just work through these things. Do you have the list?
Merrill Nass, Dr. Merrill Nass of Maine, had a few things to say about her take on this, and I tend to agree with her.
Okay. Let me pull this up here. Hold on. All right. Here's Merrill, and here's the link. Now, she was the one who was involved with St. Malone.
Right. She is the physician in Maine.
Very strange.
She temporarily had her license suspended for prescribing ivermectin, or HCQ, or both. But anyway, she was the one that he consulted for a prescription for ivermectin early on in this pandemic. It's kind of funny because she's all the way in Maine and he was in Virginia.
And he had to go all that distance. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, even if he did it via telephone. But there we go. So Merrill Nass has been around for a long time. Generally speaking, what is her reputation?
Oh, she's quite competent. No question. She's had part of her career was spent, I believe, with the NIH or one of them, you know, in research and tracking.
Okay, here we go. Here's Merrill Nass being interviewed by someone. I don't know who this is, but take a listen. It's only 2 minutes long. Here we go.
Question is, why the big rush to license this vaccine, the Jynneos one, in 2019, when there was no monkeypox outbreak in 2019?
That's a really good question, because it was developed a long time ago. It was it's an older vaccine. It was developed by Bavarian Nordic, and yet for some reason FDA saw fit to give it a license in 2019. Why was that? Did they know what was coming?
Well, no, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Yeah. So a lot of people would conclude, well, hang on a minute. You knew monkeypox was coming then. How did you know? Did you know because you spread it?
Right.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. Are you seeing, with the way the monkeypox outbreak is happening this year, the way it's in all these sorts of different places, are you seeing a behaviour in the way it's been spread that says to you, hang on a minute, that looks like it's spy warfare?
So, absolutely. Monkeypox has never spread like this before. It started out simultaneously in between 12 and 20 countries on four continents. Now, I don't know how one rave can cause, you know, so many countries and continents to be infected at once with a disease that almost never spread person to person before.
It's magic.
So, yes, I think one has to absolutely ask the question, is this a lab-engineered variant that has new abilities to transmit person to person? And was it spread simultaneously in multiple places?
And the answer is yes. It's not hard.
I think that's a pretty good guess. Yeah.
It's not hard. You got two strains in Africa, and now we got, well, you heard her. The multiplicity of impact is all over the place. Four continents. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Monkeypox cases as of July 22nd are, let's see if I can pull this up. You have the list now, I think, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, here's the, if you look in guess, I hope it's there. Let me go look in guess here. Hang on a sec. Okay. All right, now, U.S. monkeypox cases, second link under Jeff and Erica. Take a look, click on that link, and the map will come up. Okay, this is a CDC map. Total confirmed monkeypox orthopox virus cases in the U.S., 3,487, correct?
No, that jumped. Is that as of today?
That's what the map says here. I just checked it. Yeah.
Oh, wow, because as of Friday, it was 2,891.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a pretty good jump in over the weekend.
Yes. Well, but again, who do you trust? Is it really the right number? I mean, have we ever been conned before?
I
think we've always been conned before. So if you go and guess and click on that link, you'll get to the same map that I'm looking at. Montana and Wyoming do not have cases. Maine and Vermont do not have cases, nor does Alaska, but everybody else apparently does. So
with the vast majority being in New York, and I think the runner-up is California right now. And all these states are ordering the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, they can't wait. New York, 990 cases as of the moment. Illinois, 344. California, 356. Georgia, 268, Florida, 273. So, yeah, but New York, 990. So there you go. And that map is there for you to look at, so please do.
Yeah, and then if you look at the global map where these cases have turned up, they're all Western Europe, the U.S., there's a few coming about in Australia.
Right.
Isn't that interesting? It also appears that these cases are occurring in the countries that had, very high uptake of the Pfizer vaccine. So people are speculating.
Somebody said it only is occurring in countries that had Pfizer vaccine.
Mm.
Somebody actually did say that. It was in print. I don't know if it's true, but I did see that.
You know, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
Something unique about some sort of a genetic code in the Pfizer vaccine that would predispose to this or cause it?
Hard to
know.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, regardless, it looks like, you know, this is going to become a thing. And I know people are still saying that it's merely shingles being misdiagnosed or autoimmune blistering disease. The lesions are fairly distinctive.
Autoimmune blistering disease.
Right.
Well, how many different names do we have for it?
I mean, if you went to a competent physician, they would do a differential diagnosis and be able to confirm whether it's shingles, autoimmune blistering disease, or this monkeypox or whatever it is.
Shingles and monkeypox. Oh, good. Shingles and monkeypox look nothing alike. Nothing.
No. They don't. No.
You can't confuse the two. And if they're using a PCR, which we know is not designed to establish clinical infection in the terms we're using it for, it won't work, according to its own inventor who got the Nobel Prize for it. We're back to the same old fraud that they've been using and continue to use with COVID. Same thing.
Well, it might have more usefulness in this particular situation because they take the sample from the actual lesion. Now, I don't know what the primer sequence is for that PCR test. I mean, you would hope it's something...
They'd have to change it, wouldn't they? Yeah.
Well, it would have to be a conserved, you know, motif of some sort, or sequence that's, you know, unique to this strain of virus.
Look at the second link in guests under our names, and you'll see a world map showing where all the cases are. Very interesting. Not a whole lot in Africa, pardon me, in Western or Eastern Africa. It just says historically reported monkeypox here. But all the cases are in Europe, Western Europe, and the U.S. So some South America cases as well, but nothing much in Africa, which is the home of monkeypox. So take a look. It's crazy. Obviously, the U.S. has been targeted.
These pox viruses, the orthopox, not chicken pox, that's herpes, you need a competent interferon response to deal successfully with monkeypox, cowpox, smallpox, any of those family of pox viruses. And the one thing that we know about these vaccine or injection, COVID-19 injection recipients, is their interferon response is handicapped. And that's going to, right there alone, is going to make them susceptible to this monkeypox thing, if it's a thing.
Okay, next, look on the U.S. map, look at the global map, understand how this is being played out. 16,800 cases globally. Probably by next weekend, it'll be, 150? I'm sure they'll crack 100 by next week.
Yeah, it looks like it's growing exponentially.
Leaps and bounds. Yeah, for sure. Okay, next up is... Geert Vandenbosch on the monkeypox vaccines. Let me read this, and then I would like you to explain this. We've got vax confusion ahead. It's already out there, all right? And it's going to get worse, so we'll try and straighten this out. Vandenbosch says, in conclusion, as an unvaccinated, healthy individual with adequately trained NK cells, killer cells, I wouldn't worry too much about getting severely ill from monkeypox or avian flu. So the unvaccinated who did not get the smallpox shot in the past shouldn't panic, as they may just get away with mild or at worst moderate illness, depending on the level of epigenetic NK cell training and their overall health status. Okay, so if you're unvaxxed with COVID and you didn't get a smallpox inoculation when you were a kid, he's saying, don't worry too much. And it's just nothing. You'll get through it. It's a 99% survival virus. And by the way, he says, be careful with the smallpox vaccines, as only replication-competent vaccine can be used. Replication-incompetent orthopox vaccines induce ABS that, because of the different surface decoration of the monkeypox as compared to cowpox, vaccinia, etc. So go ahead and let's make sense of that.
Okay, so what he's saying is there's two vaccines for smallpox and presumably these other pox viruses right now. One is the ACAM2000, and that's actually a live, fully replication-competent vaccinia virus.
It's not attenuated.
Not attenuated. So they give it to you. They make a little scar in your shoulder area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a live virus. It will cause a productive infection. And after about 4 weeks, so assuming you don't succumb to the actual die from it, which you shouldn't, if you've got a decent immune system, you will get sick. 100% of people that get this vaccine get sick in some form. And about 30% of those people are sick enough to have to stay home from work, school, whatever they usually do. It can be intense. There's also a risk of myocarditis and encephalitis from this, and it's not insignificant. But at any rate, it produces a full-fledged infection, productive infection with a vaccinia virus, and it should offer cross protection to monkeypox and smallpox or any of these other orthopox viruses. Now, the one that they're promoting now, this Jynneos, is also a vaccinia virus, but it's been attenuated. It will not cause a productive infection. So that goes in by injection. You need two doses about a month apart. And
so that's not a scratch. That's not a scrape on your skin.
No, it's not a scratch. Okay. An actual injection, yep.
Right.
But because it does not create a productive infection, the only portion of that virus that the immune system can see and react to is the exterior, the envelope. And that's the only, you're only going to make antibodies against it. You're not going to have the T-cell mediated portion of the immune response that would give you cross protection against a whole range of pox viruses. So they're telling people this is presumably protective against monkeypox, but they've got no evidence to support that, and in fact it may not be, because only the exterior of the virus was responded to. And if that exterior of the virus looks different, monkeypox versus smallpox versus vaccinia, the protection is probably not going to be there. So everybody that's getting racing around, I would say, to get this Jynneos vaccine right now, and it's also known as Imvimune or Imvanex, so it goes by a couple different names depending on what country you're in. They believe they're getting protection against monkeypox, and in reality, that may not be the case. And according to Geert van den Bosch, it won't be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how, according to the tabletop exercise, they're going to be able to tell people that this monkeypox is not is vaccine resistant, because the vaccine never was intended for monkeypox; it was intended for vaccinia. So, of course, that will induce panic. And it may give them the rationale or the justification to roll out the other smallpox vaccine, ACAM2000, maybe, which is not to be given in immune-compromised people or anybody with a heart condition because of its potential for causing myocarditis. But that, if that is given in immune-compromised people, which I would consider most of these people who have gotten the gene transfection injections, that can be deadly.
So where are they going to take this? All right, we've seen homosexuals getting together and demanding the vax, the Jynneos vax. They don't know
right.
the difference. Screaming for it. It's here, we want it, we deserve it, blah, 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 blah. So, okay, are they going to use up their stock of Jynneos? They've already bought it. Why not? Even though it doesn't work for this case.
It's presumed to work. That's what they're telling people, that they think it might, but there's no proof of it.
Well, thinking it might is not good enough for me, but I guess.
But the average
people,
person doesn't know better. They think they're getting protected, and you know
well,
that's
point.
Going to influence their behavior, believing that they are protected.
So if you're approaching this whole issue of monkeypox, what can we say to people? Just lighten up and relax.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, it's not panic time yet, but just be
no.
cognizant of it, that this they're probably going to run with this.
And if they want to, they can make it certainly more virulent. We know they can do anything they want.
Well, that's, when the people that have sequenced what they've recovered so far from some of these cases, there are very suspicious sequences in the genome of the strain strains that are in circulation right now.
Suspicious in the sense of, go ahead.
The sequencing, the nucleotides and proteins that are in it would not have evolved naturally.
Correct.
There are long inserts
synthetic.
In there.
Yeah.
That just would not occur naturally. So they're likely a lab construct. We don't know what the intended purpose of these inserts are. Is it to make it more virulent or I don't know. I mean, some of the sequence is identical to the simian encephalitis virus.
Okay.
Now, what would that be doing in there?
It's like, what are the epitopes that have been identified so far doing in the spike protein? What are they doing in there? And more yet to be identified. So if you're not homosexual, and if you are, whatever, don't freak out, because your lifestyle is probably going to protect you from being directly exposed to monkeypox. And unless they make it more virulent, even if you were to somehow get it, some bizarre way of transmission, you're probably not going to have much trouble at all with it.
Right.
It's not something you want to run out and get Jynneos, that's Jynneos, I believe.
Yep.
Jynneos. I got it right? All right. So, and I'm not sure if you want the ACAM 2000 either. I don't think you'd want, frankly, I don't want anything. No needles, never. No, never again.
Well, the other thing about that ACAM 2000, because it is fully replication competent, it can spread. That is a transmissible vaccine. That scar,
correct.
that lesion
yeah.
that forms, the pox that forms
yeah.
on the shoulder is
yeah.
contagious. You can spread it to other parts of your body. You can spread it to other people. And particularly if you're immune suppressed, I mean, that would be a disaster. On the other hand, they also just approved that TPOX, which is a oral medication if you get infected with this and you're having trouble overcoming it.
Tell us about this. Now, I've heard of it. It's a generic antiviral, or is it? Who's it? What is it targeted for? TPOX.
It's an oral medication, and it prevents the formation of the full viral envelope. So when the virus is trying to reproduce itself, it curtails that process, and the immune system can deal with what's there without worrying about the virus that's replicating. So it curtails the replication of the virus, and the immune system can eventually overcome it, shut it down.
Right.
But
I
think that it's available, but you have to go through hoops to get it.
Right. Okay, I have an email here. I'm not sure if we can answer it. So what does Geert say about what... All right, let me rephrase this. What about COVID vaccine free, you haven't been shot up, but vaccinated against smallpox decades ago. How is that profile going to interact with the potential threat of monkeypox infestation? So you're COVID vax free, but you did get the smallpox vax decades ago. You see, people are they're getting worried already. Oh my God, I got smallpox vax. They scraped my arm when I was a kid. I still have the scar. What's that mean? So the confusion factor is already at a substantial level, and it won't take them much. Biden, Bolshevik dimwit, deadwit Biden is now going to name a monkeypox czar. Did you see that?
I did, yes. I told you they're going to run with it.
They're ramping this up. That's exactly right.
I mean, look at the timetable. By January 2023, it's going to be, you know, a global health emergency. I guess it is already.
It already is.
Tedros.
Tedros. Yes, Tedros is such a brave man and a fighter for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and health. Overruled his own table of advisors. And, well, he was told to. And he announced that it's a world health crisis. Now,
public
it's
health
funny
emergency
because
of international concern. Fake.
That's P-H-E-I-C. Fake.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how you pronounce it. It's a fake. So, well, Dr. Freud, you have another laugh. Okay.
Well, those people who did get the vax, the smallpox vaccine all those years ago, nobody knows if that protection is durable.
It
was a live virus.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, a productive infection. So maybe, I think the consensus is maybe, you know, there's a good possibility your immune system will still remember it.
Well, I remember when they scraped my arm. They didn't tell me. I had no patient rights or right to informed consent. Everybody had those. Some of them got really ugly, too.
Yeah.
Not good. Okay. So anyway, AJ, I hope that answers your question somewhat. We don't have an answer for you. That's the answer. We don't know. We're just going to have to watch. Since this thing was obviously sown multicontinentally and probably tweaked, we don't know yet, though. We're going to watch it. People should not get sick and die from monkeypox. Okay?
No.
That's not the way it works. If you're in Africa, where it has always been retained, you have a 3% chance of dying if you live in the western part of Africa, in Central Africa. If you're in the east, I repeat, it's a 10% case fatality rate. But that's not necessarily the strain, either one of those, that we have circulating now in Europe, America, South America, etc. We don't know. They could easily tweak this thing and release it, mix it into the masses, and off it goes.
Do we really know what's in this JYNNEOVAX that they're supposedly giving to people
now? Good point. Who do you trust? Do you trust the pharmaceutical companies, most specifically Pfizer and Moderna, or do you trust your instinct? And your instinct would tell you, since neither one of those companies or any of them apparently need to have to go through trials anymore for anything, what the hell are they putting in those syringes? We don't know. We have no idea. None. Zero idea. So it's just, we've been set up. We've been played, and now we're being played again. It's been turned loose, and how bad it gets is really, I hate to say it, but it's up to them.
Yeah.
And I really am bothered by this story I alluded to earlier. Let me find it. About children. Where is it? The child monkeypox explosion. They're talking about monkeypox exploding in children. Will reveal the extent of the pedophilia epidemic in the U.S. Okay? So if it really goes berserk in children, parents, you're not watching your kids close enough in some cases. Understand? Okay. Enough said. Now, the tabletop timetable is also in guests. Please look at it. It's the 6th link. The infamous monkeypox tabletop timetable. It's right on schedule. So go to that, pull that up, and it's a page reproduced for you. And the top, it says the discussion was organized into three sequential moves corresponding with scenario developments, followed by a round table discussion of broader biosecurity and pandemic preparedness issues. The step-by-step approach to revealing scenario developments reflected the limitations of information available to real-world decision-makers. I like those real-world decision-makers. As well as the resulting uncertainty associated with a pandemic of unknown origin. All right. Well, they have it all laid out there. If you look at it, it's right there. Attack, May 15th, 2022. June 5th, 2022, and then that's their first move, they call it. And it goes from there. January 10th, 2023, what's it called for, Erica? January 10th, 2023.
Oh, that's when it really, really explodes. And what does it say here? 83 countries affected, 70 million cases, and 1.3 million deaths.
See? That doesn't even match up with the traditional African rate of infection. Not at all. Not close. 70 million cases? Yeah. Go ahead.
Monkeypox engineered to be vaccine resistant. International supply chain challenges, national responses, and effects of early action.
So the second one is critical. Monkeypox engineered to be vaccine resistant. So all of a sudden, the two vaccines you have to choose from now, by January 10th, in, what, 4 months?
Yeah.
5 months?
Yeah.
It'll be resistant because it's been tweaked and released. As I suggested earlier, they can do any time they want. And so what vaccines are they going to use? Well, from what I understand now, because they no longer have to go through trials, they could concoct a vaccine in a few weeks, a month or two, and say, this is the monkeypox vaccine. This is the new one. This is the one you need. And we're right back to that same old rat race of injection, massive injury, and death. Same thing. Because they can put anything they want in these vaccines. And if it's an mRNA-based or predicated vaccine, which it in all likelihood probably would be, hold on. Just hold on tight. No more needles.
Yeah, you just can't trust them. You cannot trust them.
They don't have to go through any testing anymore, basically.
I know.
It's EUA insanity. If people don't understand...
Go ahead.
If people don't understand by now that this is a potential extinction level event, a massive global genocide, they never will. And you only have to look to the Western world. We're not seeing it in India yet or China yet, not to the degree we're seeing it here. But we've covered this very explicitly for you, and you know how many people are dying. They're dying all over the place now. And you have such complete plausible deniability that there's no need to mention that this person died of the bioweapon. Didn't get away with it. He had cancer. Oh, by the way, for all of you listening, I've mentioned this gentleman. He's really a nice fellow. I did talk to him, who had his wife took the shot. She came down with cancer. He didn't. He said he did have 7 friends in his circle of friends who had come down with soft tissue cancers. He said now it's 9 when I talked to him. 9. All shot up. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention with this JYNNEOS smallpox vaccine, it's technically in phase 3 clinical trials, so it's not even approved. It's, you know, you take it, you're a guinea pig. Now, I don't know what that means for liability, if you're injured from it, if you can pursue damages.
Don't know.
I don't know if you have to sign a waiver or something that you're participating. I wonder what the informed consent is with this thing. I don't, honestly don't know.
Well, it's probably similar to the one for the COVID shots.
None, essentially.
None. It doesn't exist. By May 10th, 5 months after January, this coming January, remember, this coming January, 83 countries affected, 70 million cases, 1.3 million deaths projected. That's what they're claiming for January. Let's fast forward to May, 5 months. Instead of 70 million cases, you got 500 million cases, 480 million, with 27 million deaths instead of 1.3 over just a period of 5 months.
You know, that may be possible because of so many people now with compromised immune systems. As
AIDS.
I said, you know, the first line of defense is your interferon, and a lot of these people don't have that right now.
Erica was the first person in any media, anywhere, who began to talk about how interferon was clearly being targeted by the spike protein and the mRNA process, the whole thing. And it turns out that that was an astounding, correct look forward. Interferon is a crucial fighter in your immune complex. And it's, where's my story? That's number five. Lack of interferon in those who have been injected will create susceptibility to monkeypox.
Yep. It's all almost like they might have planned it this way.
Oh, you think? Nah, that's paranoia. We can't do that. All right, I'm going to go back here. But interferon, explain again what interferon is, where it's found, and just keep it real simple.
Well, there's several different types. It's a signaling molecule, and the type 1 interferon is your first line of defense when a cell is invaded by a pathogen, intracellular pathogen, like a virus. It senses that, and it begins to signal nearby cells to upregulate their defenses so that they're less susceptible to the invading pathogen, whatever that is. Type 1 is usually for these intracellular pathogens. But without it, you're very susceptible to a whole range of microbial pathogens. And many viruses use some sort of a mechanism to turn the interferon response off, and that's how they're able to get into a cell and then begin to take over its protein translation machinery and produce its own proteins as opposed to your proteins.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you do have other means of defense, but that's a big one. The transfection of the mRNA would not be possible if the interferon response was not overcome.
That's frontline, all the way, interferon. Here, a 2015 study published in the Journal of Virology was titled Evasion of the Innate Immune Type 1 Interferon System. Evasion of the Immune Type 1 Interferon System by Monkeypox Virus. So they were writing about this 7 years ago. Evasion of the Immune Type 1 Interferon System by Monkeypox Virus. The researchers concluded in that study that, quote, on the other hand, monkeypox is not pathogenic in most strains of inbred mice, unless the interferon system is abrogated. In other words, ruined. And then in In August of 2021, a different preprint study titled the BN... concluded that mRNA vaccination decreased interferon production. Interferon production was decreased with the use of an mRNA so-called vaccination. So somebody went out of their way to try to disable completely, or at least in the great majority of cases, interferon activity in the body. They wanted it gone. And it looks like in the case of COVID bioweapon injection recipients, it has been very successful in many cases.
And we don't know how long it lasts. You know, if it's in lockstep with the production of the spike protein, you can assume it's
indefinite.
Right.
At least. Yeah. All right. I hope this has been helpful to you, and I do apologize. It is, and they want it to be a little bit confusing. We've got two different vaccines now, two different styles. There is a panic. They're going to drive that panic up. And I would suggest that if people actually do start dying en masse or even significantly, substantially, from allegedly being infected with monkeypox, the panic will be just as big in many cases as it was a year ago with COVID, when everyone was rushing to get their needles. It was even more than a year ago, year and a half.
Well, and I'll add to that, too, that the number of skin conditions that people are now experiencing who had the injections, you know, their immune systems are starting to fail. They're becoming susceptible to, well, the autoimmune blistering diseases and other things. All you're going to have to see is somebody with a skin disorder, and you're going to panic and think it's a monkeypox.
You got it. You got it. And now we have, on top of everything else, the invasion of Spain by blacks from Africa have brought with them, apparently, the Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic disease. Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever disease is now in Spain. They call it the eye bleed disease. It's got a 30% mortality rate. Has been brought in by black African invaders. It is a tick-borne, tick-transmitted disease. Now, I don't know what that means if someone becomes infected with it, if they can go ahead and transmit it. I'm unclear about that. They're saying that it's tick-borne. Well, once the tick does its thing and the person becomes infected, who's to say that they can't shed something? We don't know.
Right. You know, you could maybe compare it to something like Lyme disease. Are those spirochetes transmissible? In some cases.
Yeah. But not with an exhalation. It would have to be much more substantial.
It's bloodborne, yeah.
China approves, there's a company called Genuine Biotech. China approves Genuine Biotech's HIV drug for COVID patients. Can you break that down for us? What are we doing treating COVID patients with an HIV drug?
It's probably, is it a protease inhibitor?
I don't know.
Or is it a nucleoside analog? Is it some sort of an antiviral?
Here, let me pull the story up here. I got it. Okay. China on Monday gave conditional approval to domestic firm Genuine Biotech's AZVUDINE, Azvudine pill to treat certain adult patients with COVID-19, adding another oral treatment option against the coronavirus. So it's like Paxlovid. It's apparently a pill, and you give it to somebody with COVID-19, but it's an anti-HIV drug. So I don't get the connection. I'll send the story over. It's a tablet.
I know, I see it. I'm looking right now. Well, it's some sort of antiviral. I don't know if it's in the class of protease inhibitors or the other one, the nucleoside analogs.
But we have to remember, there are no such things as viruses.
Right.
Oh, my. So, again, thank you for listening. And, again, it's a little complicated right now. But that's what they want. They love chaos. And they turned it loose. And that means, in all likelihood, it's a synthetic version or a tweaked version of one of the African strains. So we will see. Anything to add to that?
No, that covers it. Everything you wanted to know about monkeypox.
Gad. All right. Good night, Erica. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
All right, we'll be right back with Hour 3 and Dean Henderson coming up next. Stay tuned.